Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Mr. Safety.
And I'm Danger Baby.
And today we are watching episode 304, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 12?
11.
11. Silent Sleep.
It aired April 17th, 1999, written by Jill Donnellan.
Donnellan?
It looks like a Donnellan. Directed by Blair Trier. So let me get a little meta for a second. I was looking at the dates going forward. Lost Galaxy seems like it has some problems with scheduling. So I wonder how that will affect the story.
So,
keep an eye out for that. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along. If you got Netflix or DVDs, it's up to you. I don't care. I just don't care anymore. Jake wanted you to, like, watch with us. Danger Baby? He doesn't care. Danger Baby, it's up to you, as far as Danger Baby's concerned.
Just be safe about it.
What's Mr. Safety from?
Well, if you're going to be dangerous, I have
okay,
to be all right, safe.
Yeah, all right. I like that. Okay.
I didn't want to be Safety Man.
Mr. Safety is good. Mr. Safety and Danger Baby is a good tag team. Before we go watch the episode, it's called Silent Sleep. Do you want to hear a cool story about some sleep that I recently had?
Yeah.
So on Saturday, it was like 4 days ago, I got home from work a little after 3. I do some shopping. So I got home at like 3:10, 3:15. And between, I don't know what, I think I took a shower. And then at some point at like 4:30, I laid down on my bed for some reason. And what?
Mistake number one.
Big mistake. Normally that means I will take a nap that I did not plan for. And like 2 hours later, I'll wake up as if I'm coming out of a 100-year coma. And I won't know who I am or where anything is or anything at all. This time, though, I slept for 7.5 hours.
Yikes.
I woke up. No, I guess 7 hours. I woke up at 11:30.
And you were well rested and ready to go.
I was fine.
Because you just had a whole sleep.
I did a whole entire sleep. And I was like, do I stay up? Do I try to go back to bed? About 2 hours later, I was like, I was so unmotivated. I was like, I could edit or I could do something. But I was like, I just don't wanna. I just slept for 8 hours at a weird time. So I went back to bed at like 1:30. I woke up for like 5 minutes at 3. And I was like, no, go back to sleep. And I woke up at 7. I slept for 14 hours.
Well, you are getting over the death plague.
Yeah, I guess I was. I don't know what happened to my body that it was like, we're going to need half a day.
You just go down.
Yeah.
Just go down for the count.
We'll get you up.
We got this.
Yeah, we'll get you up when you're needed. So that's a cool sleep that I had recently.
I've had pretty regular sleeps.
Oh, good. Yeah. Cool. Nice. Anyway, let's go watch Silent Sleep.
Go Galactic!
Back, and we just watched Silent Sleep, and it was pretty good.
It's pretty good. I remember there's a cool thing that happens in it. I don't even know if you noticed it.
Maybe it's 50-50 chance.
I remember it being a much more prominent part of the episode than it ended up being, but that's usually how those things go.
That seems like how Lost Galaxy is doing right now. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and Podknife if you want to leave us a rating interview. That would help us out a bunch, and we would really appreciate it. Also, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can support the show, and it helps us out a bunch. Anything you can help out with helps us out a ton, and we really appreciate it. We don't have any new patrons since the last episode, and also it's a Friday episode, so, you know, if we get any, we'll do that Monday.
Wait, isn't it all different now?
No, because we had to take a week and a half off, we're back to what we were last year with evens being on Fridays.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
Back to normal. I got to redo the whole calendar. Thanks, the plague. Preach.
To be fair, it's the first time in 3 years that sickness took us down.
That is true. If it would have been just one of us, I feel like we could have muscled through it. But yeah. The both of us were just dead people.
There was the first, well, I was coughing for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then there was the one Tuesday where I woke up, I had a fever. I was with it enough to walk to the bathroom and realize I can't be on my feet all day and call out of work. And then I slept the rest of that day.
The day before that is when it hit me, because I had gotten my flu shot a couple days earlier. And so my body was like, hey, we're going to be working through this flu shot. And it's like, cool, cool, cool. There's this really cool cough that Josh has that we're just going to let in. And then that anamorphed into a death plague. Because I woke up at like 2 in the morning on Monday with a fever of 101. And I was like, oh, this will not do. And then I went to sleep and I woke up at like 6:15 so I could call out. And then I slept for most of the day. I just slept and sweat.
Yep.
It was real fun and definitely not gross time.
No, definitely not. My major problem turns out was a sinus infection. And like, I've never, guess, had a real bad one like that before because I kept getting fevers throughout the week.
Yeah, yours was real bad. I did not have that because you can't catch a sinus infection, thankfully. So I got over that. But now we just have these coughs that I keep having to edit out, which is just like super fun and chill.
Someday we'll be over those.
This has been Sick Corner.
Yep. This has been the Doctor Minute here on the Morphin.
Welcome
Grid.
To Doctor Minute. Bam, 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 bam. I don't have my air horn.
You might as well just delete it at this point. It's like 5 times in a
row. You know, I don't think...
You should just probably get rid of it. Just dump it right into a trash can. Right into a burning trash can is where you should put that.
I don't think I could if I wanted to. I think the app is too good. It would just keep coming back to my phone because it knows. It knows that I love it and that I would miss it if I didn't have it. You want to talk about Power Rangers?
Yes, I do.
We start off at a barn. Maya's got horses on this very resource light, like
limited.
It's got a very limited amount of resources, but we did get at least 2 horses, so that's pretty cool. Maya's got them. Damon and Leo walk up, and they're like mumbling to each other, like
it's basically like she's so good with animals.
Good to know. This is the first time we've seen that, but like I like that she has a character trait.
You think the way this is starting off, it's like, oh, nice, finally a Maya episode. Well, don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't.
She barely makes it out of the cold open.
She gets to. No, you're right. Yeah, this is barely out of the cold open. So Leo and Damon are afraid of horses. I like Maya a lot in this scene because she's like, do I detect fear?
That's the thing about Maya is the pieces of her character that we get to see are cool.
Yeah, I wish it was more. but also, I thought she said beer at first. And she's like, you guys got a beer? I
can't
really
use
a cold ride. Yeah.
Get out of these stables, you drunk idiots.
Cowboys did it all the time. I don't know.
You drunk teenagers?
I don't know. I think they're adults.
One monster called them teenagers early on, but that's fake. That monster was wrong.
Yeah, that monster.
Damon has a job, like a career.
Yeah, so does Kendricks
and Kai.
And Kai. And the only reason Leo doesn't is because he hates work and he's so bad at jobs. And Maya's from another planet. So there's that. Yeah, they've got to be like 20. If they're teens, they're 8 or 9 teens.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring back an oldie. We haven't done this one in a while. Okay. What was Leo wearing? Because he's wearing something different. Normally, he's just always wearing that same outfit, and they all are. But Leo's actually wearing something different this time.
It's kind of the same outfit.
It's different enough that I do want to talk about it.
Okay.
So he's got on jeans and like a red tank top, and he's got his leather jacket on, because I guess it's his off day, even though he doesn't have a job.
But he does try to tell Maya he has something he needs to do.
He's got plans. He's also wearing like a lot of necklaces.
He has one of those really big, like really thick chain necklaces.
Yeah, like chain wallet chain necklaces. And he's got Mike's dog tags that we saw last episode. Those will be important to this episode in a very kind of dumb way, but we'll get there. So I just wanted to talk about how many necklaces this man has, because it might only be 2, but it definitely looked like 11.
I think it's just 2. It's because that chain is so thick. It looks like it could be 4 necklaces.
Yeah, it looks like 3 stacked up necklaces. Leo and Damon like have a little aside, and they're like, Damon's like, I'm not getting on a horse.
Well, yeah, because Maya asks them if they're afraid, and they're like, no, we're big, tough guys. We're not afraid.
We're tough men.
So she tells them to flip for it and like tosses a coin
at
them. So they, like, don't flip for it.
No.
And instead argue amongst themselves about who needs to ride the other horse with Maya.
Yeah, the consensus is that Damon will cook for a week if Leo does it, so Leo agrees. I like Damon just flat out being, like, because Leo seems afraid. Damon is just incredulous at the very idea of getting on a horse. He's like, no, that is not for me. That's not how Damon does.
You know how you are with jobs? That's me with horses.
That's me with horses, and I will not get on a horse. So Leo agrees. He gets on the horse, and 1 second later, it just bolts.
Yep.
And then we cut to the theme song. And when we come back, before we come back, we gotta take care of some business, okay? There's some business we need to take care of. I got a bone to pick with you, Lost Galaxy. You noticed this.
I did.
Trakina is in the main credits, and you said, did she take over the Bulkan Skull spot?
The Bulkan Phenomenon.
Bulkan, well, technically, I mean. The Bulkan Old Cans spot.
Right, right.
They haven't been in the opening credits this whole time, I don't think. And we haven't seen them in 9 episodes.
Correct.
What is going on here?
You made it a point to show us them getting on Terra Venture.
Yeah.
And then have not come and back to them.
So I know, I kind of have an idea where the season ends, if I'm remembering correctly. Because again, I haven't seen this in about 17 years.
I have no idea. We're getting really close to me not having any idea what happens.
Okay, so I know where it ends. The next time we see, I think we see Bulkan Skull in Forever Red. I think they're both in it.
Okay. I know Bulk shows back up in Samurai.
Yeah, he shows back up in Samurai, but like, I don't know why they made a big deal of them getting on a colony that would never come back, according to everybody in the show, and then just have them have a big deal of Skull staying behind. Like, I don't know what the plan is if you're not going to have them on the show at all.
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense, and it's stupid, but that's just a bone I got to pick with you, is where is Bulk and Old Cans? What are they doing?
Give me my boys.
Yeah, I just want to see my boys again. Christmas. So Leo gets knocked. We come back from the theme song. Leo gets knocked off the horse, like, real quick. The horse just
bucks him off.
Bucks him right off. And it also bucks his dog tags off. Mike's dog tags off. And he's like, my dog tags. And he looks around. And he's like scrambling through. And he finds him in the dirt. And he puts him back on.
And the whole time, Damon is just like ragging on him.
He is for
eating it. He's got a total mud butt. Like,
oh, absolutely. He is. Damon is loving it, because I don't know what he expected, because he knew that Leo was not good at horses. You know, he's like, oh, you went for a ride. I threw you off. It's so great. And then Maya's like, you want to get on next? And 0 seconds in between, he's like, nope.
was perfect.
No, I did not. What amazing comic timing Reggie Roll has.
He's down to milliseconds. He's so perfect at it.
It's so good. I want more Damon, please and thanks. I want more Damon and Maya. I want,
because even those two together, like, is fun.
They have a good rapport with each other. They have good chemistry, like and good, like a comedic relationship that really works. I want about 50% less Leo, 50% more Damon and Maya.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking.
Maybe 90% less Kai, and you can keep Kendricks where she's at.
Kendricks, yeah. Give Kendricks the same amount. Throw Kai in the trash where he belongs. So
right next to the ham horn.
No, the ham horn's on my phone, safe and sound, where it will remain forever. And so then we cut to that night, and there is a jellyfish guy standing on the roof of a building.
It's disguised to look like Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, a little bit,
like, with the hat and
but it's just a jellyfish hat.
But it's a jellyfish. And he has the hat, and he also throws a hat.
I thought he threw his hat, but then thinking about it, he just has a second hat that he throws.
Yeah.
And it shoots down little cold needles onto the colony.
The entirety of Terra Venture. It does a lap around every single inch of every dome.
And it hits every person.
Terra Venture.
And one robot.
And it shuts the engines off, and so the thrusters stop, and Terra Venture stops moving, because I guess who cares?
Because I guess there's a lot of friction in space now. Way to go, Zordon. That's what the Zordon wave did.
It just added a bunch of friction to space.
Yeah, put a lot of friction in space. So the Rangers are, like, they just show up at, like, an office park. They're the running on nothing.
Running in is like inside of an air conditioning vent because there's like one light shining up from underneath them, and they're not. It does not look like they are moving.
Yeah, it looks like they are like Blue's Clues miming running while they're doing their like dab Naruto run.
There's a lot of Naruto in this episode.
The dab run is amazing. Sometimes they do the dab run, which is also kind of a Naruto run. Sometimes they just put both their hands out like they're making scary claws.
They're making like and animal
they're
like, hands.
They're like, rawr, I'm coming at you.
Leo is always hunched all the way down.
Oh, yeah. He is basically perpendicular. Like, he is like 90 at a 90 degree angle when he runs with like dabbing, and I love it. So they show up. Chilifish is his name. That's what Alpha says. You know, like how jelly and chili kind of sound in the same ballpark.
Sure, yeah. It's better than like cold head.
Yeah, better than like last week's fish face. They're all fish faces. All the monsters are fish.
Last week's monster was the fishiest face, I think.
I guess that's true.
His birth name being Fish Face is just so stupid.
It is, yeah. I can't believe Mr. and Mrs. Face named their son Fish. Chilifish shows up. There's a bunch of people like frozen, and they're hypothermic. Like, they're not like frozen in time or anything. But we will get past that immediately, and it starts off as they're so cold they're gonna die from hypothermia and they're frozen, and it turns into like they're in stasis, which is like kind of a bummer because I thought we were gonna get some like cool drama, but it's like no, they're just frozen.
They try to have some cool drama, but like it's it doesn't matter. None of this matters. Everyone's fine.
So then, Jellyfish shoots a bunch of the needles at the Rangers, and Damon does this like sweet like block attack.
Yeah.
Not like attack. He just like fights them away with his sword. It looks pretty awesome. And then we just like Leo jumps on him and they sword fight.
Yeah, the mano whole time. This is the part of the episode that I was like, this is really neat that they did this. It's like thematically in this episode.
Yeah.
The whole time Leo is fighting Chilifish by himself, there is no music in the background of the fight.
That's true.
It's completely silent.
Yeah.
I thought that was like half of the episode.
Yeah.
But instead it's just this fight.
Right.
Because he'll rejoin the group in a second and Chilifish will get them with his needles.
Yeah.
And so I thought later, like, Leo would be going through the colony with no music behind him. And it was like this real eerie, creepy thing. And that's what I thought this episode was, but it isn't.
No, it's just mostly regular music the whole time. So he gets shot in the chest with a needle and he gets like blasted back, and that the shot of him getting hit in the chest is American footage, but the rest of it is Sentai.
Right.
And then the other Rangers regroup around him back in Sentai footage and they all get needled in like the neck and they're like, oh no, what's going to happen? And he's like, yeah, you'll never know. And he leaves.
The worst or the best is yet to come. And he jumps
something
away.
Like that. And then he dips. So then we cut to the Astro Mega Ship where Leo has Maya and Kai in on each arm, and he's like, come on, guys, you gotta, like, hurry up, you gotta get it together.
Up.
And he, like, lays him down, and then Alpha comes in with some space blankets and wraps him up, and
Alpha is, like, frozen, and he has frozen boogers dripping off his head.
He's got snotsicles, and, like, he's a robot. He has no fluids to drip. There should be zero moisture on this robot.
I don't know.
I get the joke, but it's dumb.
Just give him, like, a frosty head. Like, a frosty visor.
Yeah, make him a little chilly look. I don't know. Like, Alpha does shut down. But also, like Leo had to carry Kai and Maya in. Like, how did Damon and Kendricks get in here?
By being better Rangers than the rest.
I guess. That's fair. But they get space blankets on all of them, and then they all, like, freeze. But then Alpha shuts down, and he freezes. And Leo's like, why am I fine? And looks at his dog tag, and there's like a dent in it.
Yeah.
He's like, Mike's dog tags took the hit.
Took the bullet.
So remember how they have super-powered space suits?
Mm-hmm.
That's not strong enough to stop it. But this little tiny piece of metal.
Yes.
Also, we did see these needles go through cars earlier.
Yep.
So is Mike's dog tags magic, or?
They are plot magic.
I guess there's some plot magic. Yeah.
Here's what I think happened. I think this is a good enough time to bring it up now. The Red Ranger in the Sentai does not get frozen because he has fire in him.
Okay.
Right?
Maybe.
He definitely is like the fire
element
of the team. He has like fire attacks.
He's done fire attacks, and I've heard from Alan and I think Ross were talking about it, that they have like elemental breath weapons and like elemental powers. So yeah, that makes sense that he is fire and not frozen.
Which is why him getting hit in the chest was American footage.
Yeah, because it... Because
he probably got hit in the neck like the rest of them, but like was fine because he cannot be frozen because he's a fire boy.
But instead, it was Mike's dog tags took the hit.
That's just a guess. I have no idea what actually happens.
That sounds good to me. I mean, someone let us know. I know Alan's going through it now. I know a couple other people are. Let us know. Also, according to Morpheus, all the shots, at least in... He said in Power Rangers, didn't say in the Sentai or not. There's like one shot of them all together in the cockpit, and the rest are just them solo. What's going on in Gingaman? Like, I gotta know. I gotta know what their cockpit situation is in Gingaman, because like, it's weird that they're all separate.
I don't like separate cockpits.
I just don't like it. We cut back to outside on a roof somewhere, and Chili's like, yeah, I froze everybody, and now I can look for the lights of Orion. And he, like, jumps away like a Naruto would. Everyone's Naruto in this episode. It's just probably, Naruto's all the way down.
Yeah, there's probably other characters in that show, but I can't name them.
Let me see. Sasuke?
Yes. You could say any names right now.
Hinata?
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Sakura?
Mm-hmm.
Naruto's dad? Dadruto?
Naruto's dad.
Well, his son is named Boruto.
Naruto's son is Baruto or Boruto?
Boruto. It's Naruto and Boruto, and presumably his dad's name was Dadruto.
Dadruto, okay.
So this has been Naruto Minute. A lot of sub podcasts. We're doing a lot of spin, a lot of backdoor pilots in this episode. So then we get to the Yerk Blade ship where Trakina, Treacheron is going down to Earth to go like, or to Earth. He's not going to Earth. He's going to just stupid Terra Venture. Never mind. Cancel the show. Oh, I'm so sick of Terra Venture not being Earth. What a dumb idea. Anyway. He's going down to Terra Venture, and Trakina's like, hey, I want to go. And he's like, no, your dad will literally take my head off my body and eat it with his mouth. And she's like, he doesn't need to know. And he's like, all right, well, I guess my lips are sealed. And then they shake on it. And also, Trakina has 3-inch claw nails.
Yeah, like bugs.
Well.
You know how bugs have.
Yeah, it's made of chitin.
Of those.
I do want to ask, I don't know if anyone listening has ever had very long, sharp nails. How do you get anything done? How do you, let's just like regular day activities. How do you turn light switches on? Is it a side, do you have to do a side deal? How do you open your cabinets?
Here's a really good question I would like to know the answer, because I know how it would work on a touch tone phone with buttons. You would just use your nail. How do you... dial on a
you
touch
have
screen.
To do like a flat like that kind of maneuver. I think
that's crazy. Yeah. Is it worth it? Email us and let us know.
But it just seems like should be bumping them all over the place. They gotta be very strong.
Yeah,
we cut back down to Earth. Also, forgot to mention earlier, there was a dog sniffing at somebody.
Yeah, they fell asleep and were cold, and the dog was just like, hey, what's going on?
Hey, is everybody okay?
The dog was fine.
Yeah, so good. Thank goodness. The dog's fine. So we cut back down to Earth, and Leo's checking on civilians, and there's a guy frozen in his... There's people on, like, the ground.
Yeah, it's daytime now, and nobody is frozen. They all just look like they're sleeping.
They're all just, like, asleep, or just, like, dead. Like, if they were hypothermic, it's been a night, they're dead. Like, they're all dead now. But it's not because they got rid of that element. It should have all taken place during the day or during the night when they all got frozen in the Sentai.
I don't know why they were like, it's daytime now.
For the fight later?
All of the creepiness from the episode before is gone.
And I mean, you can make daytime creepy, but like they just didn't. They just did. Yeah, they missed the mark.
Yeah, because for the rest of the episode, there's background music.
Yeah. So he's like, he goes up to a smart car and there's a guy like frozen in there and he has a bird and the bird is okay. He's like, why is the bird fine? Then he sees the jellyfish hat just like wobble, wobble, wobble,
just
wobble, wobble, wobble.
Just taking his
wobble.
Bird out for a drive.
Just driving his bird around, man. Sometimes, like,
maybe he just bought the bird.
It's just coming back from the pet store on Terra Venture.
Brought a pet store with them, yeah.
They make birds. How do you get more bird feed?
I don't know.
How do you get bird feed is just seeds, right?
Sure, yeah.
So you got
more dog food. How do you feed horses?
I don't know.
Where are you getting all the hay? Is there a hay dome?
It's just a big field. And it's like hay and wheat. And they just section it off and they keep getting it for the horses. The logistics of Terra Venture are maddening.
Yeah.
And I hate this place. So he follows Chili's head to, I guess it leads him to Treacheron and Trakina, who's in her battle mode.
Why is Chili's head just flying around still?
It's just like, looking for the lights of Orion, man, I guess. So they...
give it up. They're a fake thing.
Yeah, we'll get kind of confirmation that they're fake in this episode.
That's true.
So he sees them, and then obviously Treacheron tricking to see Leo, so they clash. He runs on some buggy, like he gets the buggy sicked on him, and he jumps up and like does that like shoulder run.
Yeah,
to
classic
get over.
Naruto move.
Classic Naruto morphs midair just like Naruto does, and he lands. This is like you point out. This is only like the third time we've heard them say Go Galactic.
Yeah,
which is bonkers. They said it's morphin time like 8 times an episode in season 1. So he lands and he fights Treacheron, and Drakina is 1 inch behind Treacheron, and so she gets ref bumped like pretty hard.
Yeah, she falls down and he's like, go back,
and he zaps her with lightning and it teleports her back to the blade ship where she like lands in regular mode, and she's like, I can't believe him. How dare. Keep this in mind for later when it seems like she's gonna do something but doesn't. It's a real weird holding pattern you're in, Trakina.
Her whole thing is like, I'm just going to always seem like I'm scheming.
Maybe she is. Maybe in like 3-4 episodes, it's going to be like,
everything just falls into place.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully.
But so far, it just seems like she's very aggressive and then does nothing about it.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll keep an eye on this. So they fight. Treacheron and Leo fight. At some point, Treacheron dips. Treacheron, who is like one of the baddest fight. Wait, we didn't see him die, did we?
Treacheron?
Yeah.
No, he's not dead.
No. Oh, he left. Because of the when he was fighting Mad Defender. That's right. We saw that he is like one of the baddest dudes ever because he went toe to toe with Mad Defender.
Right. Knocked him into a chasm.
Yeah, and then Leo scares him off somehow. Or maybe he's... No, because Leo sees Magna Defender, so maybe Treacheron saw Magna Defender a second earlier and was like, nah, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah,
right,
Treacheron
now
starts to, like, just get out of there. Because him and Leo are, like, fighting pretty even, and I guess he's like, well, maybe not today. I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, he's like, ah.
And he takes off, and then as he's running away, Leo sees, like, a shadow run behind a bush next to him. And then so we don't ever actually find out what happened to Treacheron.
Well,
he left.
We'll see him again later, but we don't get any interim stuff. So he sees someone else, and that someone else is Magna Defender, because Magna Defender was not on Terra Venture when...
Armor's better.
I guess. Or he's a robot. Well, but no, I would say he's a robot, but also Alpha's a robot and froze, so...
That's true, and he had a little Magna Defender baby.
And he did.
Had full baby armor.
What's up with the Magna Defender baby in King Command? I gotta know. So Magna Defender is in the park, and he's holding up a little box, a little wooden box, and a light floats down into it. A light of Orion, just one.
Yep.
Not a lot.
Just a ball of light.
Just a ball.
It falls in there.
One ball of Orion.
Out of the sky.
Yep.
Meaning it was not on Terra Venture.
No, it was just in sky, or it was like way high up there. I don't know. It certainly wasn't in like a sunflower or a camera or anything like that. So Leo's like, hey, I need that light.
I forgot there was a whole... It's in the camera's plot. Yep.
That was double duty. That was the best episode of the season so
That's
far.
That's true, but man, these lights are so stupid.
Yeah. So he's like, I need that light of Orion. And Magna Defender's like, absolutely not. I need it to kill Scorpio. And he's like, but I needed to help everybody, I think, probably, maybe, I'm guessing, I don't know.
Those will probably thaw everyone.
Maybe, I hope so, but I need, give it to me, please, I need it. And he's like, absolutely not. So they fight. There's a pretty good sword fight. I really like the sword fight. And I like how it ended.
Well, right before they start fighting, Leo goes to grab the box, and Magna Defender just unsheathes his sword into Leo's guts.
Hilts him in the gut. Yeah. It's boss.
It was very cool.
They sword fight. At some point, Leo pulls out the trans dagger and shoots the Magna Defender. And Magna Defender returns by shooting him with a shotgun 100 times.
Like 1,000 times. His shotgun turned into a machine gun.
It is a machine shotgun, and it lit him up. Leo landed near the box because it got knocked out of Magna Defender's hand. He's crawling towards it, and I forget what he says, but he says something that pisses Magna Defender off. So Magna Defender shoots him 5 more times. One of the bullets hits the box, and it releases the light.
Yeah.
So he's like, ah, you idiot. Now I got to go get that again. And he leaves. And then Leo sees a little bunny hopping. Look, a little pure cottontail coming down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity. Bunnies are fine.
Yep.
So
birds and bunnies are fine. So every animal. And a dog. And a dog. But he did not see the dog.
He did not see the dog. That was at night before. But he did have a flashback to him, I guess, assuming a dog was fine.
Right. He's like, all the animals must be okay.
So you know what this means, Josh.
Yeah.
Horses are our only hope.
See, I was thinking it means the Galactabeasts are fine.
That's what I thought, too. And guess what? We will see a Galactabeast later, for some reason. But mostly, right now, horses are our only hope.
That's right.
One horse, the one that kicked him off earlier.
Whisper, I like to call it.
He looks
like a Whisper.
He looks like a Whisper. So Whisper doesn't love Leo. None of the horses do, but Whisper's like, ugh, you again. But eventually he comes around for some reason.
Because Leo's in there, like, talking to him.
Leo's just, like, so pathetic that Whisper's like, all right.
Fine. Yeah. He just thinks his head. He's like, you're my only hope. But Whisper's like, fine.
All right, you idiot, get on.
I'll save Maya. I'm not doing this for you.
Not for you, it's for Maya. I like her. So Leo puts a bridle on him, and then he hops on, and then the next time we see him, we cut.
Oh, don't forget, he has to jump the fence to get out of the pen.
He does have to pull a classic Epona.
Yeah.
Because there's like no gates, I guess.
I mean, he got in there somehow. I'm pretty sure he walked through a gate.
I think so, but you got to show how cool you are by doing an Epona and jumping over the gate. So he does that. And then we cut to a field outside of the city, sure.
Yeah.
With
Chilifish.
Chilifish.
He's riding on a horse.
He's on a horse. We're going to get a horse fight, guys. We're going to get a genuine horse fight. And I'm pretty excited.
That's pretty neat.
You know what I'm most excited about, though? At some point, Leo morphed, and so did the horse.
So did the horse.
Because the horse has little cufflinks that are red and a little mask on that is the same as Leo's. It is buck wild. They fight for a second, and then Chili, like, gets up, and the horses, like, go away because they don't want to, like, hurt him. And Chili gets a light of Orion, but it's fake.
Yeah, he just holds his hand up, and the light falls into it, the one that presumably came out of the box. And he's holding his hand for a second, and it just shatters.
Yeah.
Like light does.
You know, when you're holding light, and it breaks.
It breaks.
it's a fake light of Orion because they don't exist for real. They're fake things.
Literally fake.
Literally
Lights of Orion.
Confirmed fake.
Actually fake.
Busted. Snoped. They sword fight. There's like a dramatic like Naruto run at each other with the swords.
Not run at each other. Run next to each other with the swords because they are both running the same direction.
Are they?
Yeah.
At one point they run against
they do,
each
like,
other.
They do crisscross at some point.
Yeah.
And Leo like ducks and goes low.
Yeah.
And gets him in the guts.
But I thought Leo got because there's like a moment where like Leo's like hurt.
Yeah, classic samurai moment.
Yeah, and then like Chilifish is like not moving, and he's like and explodes.
He drops his sword and then he blows up. But he doesn't like blow up. He just sparks a lot and falls down.
Yeah. And I don't think Leo did this because Magna Defender is there, and it seems like Magna Defender might have, like, shot him or something.
We didn't see a blast.
We didn't see it, but I don't
think Leo got him.
We'll give it to Leo. We'll say Leo got him, but it definitely seemed like it was Magna Defender because he's like, you helped me.
But yeah, it doesn't matter because now the Magna Defender's here.
Yeah. And he's like, the lights were a decoy because they're fake and they don't exist for real.
I finally made the fake lights.
I did it finally.
All I had to do was stand in a field and hold up a box.
That's it. That's all it takes. But Leo ruined the plan and Leo's like, I didn't know the plan.
Why? Instead of trying to kill Leo?
Yeah.
Just tell him what you're doing.
Just maybe tell him, because you did shoot him 500 times. You could have been like, hey, this is what's up. This is a fake. This is a decoy. Yeah. We're going to trick him.
Don't be like, no, I will use these to kill Scorpius. Just be like, no, these won't save anybody. This is fake.
This is fake. It's to trick him. I'm doing a prank so I can kill them.
You don't need to help Leo, but you also don't need to shoot him 5,000 times over fake lights.
Like, yeah, man, it was brutal. So then, presumably he takes a Groshen, chili fish. We don't see it, but he grows.
Yeah.
And then Magna Defender grows too, and he's a big robot man now, and they fight, and then he gets into Toro mode. This time, it's mostly just Magna Defender beating up on chili fish. Like, there's no back and forth like last time. And then he just decides, like, I want to get in my cool suit so I can kill you.
Right, it's the only way I can kill you is to spin cut you.
So he hops into Toro mode and does a spin move immediately and kills him. It's like 0 seconds.
If you weren't watching, like, kind of closely, you would not realize he did the spin move.
Yeah, it wasn't the animation it was last time. It was, like, across the screen.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird.
It was very weird.
But it killed him right away.
But the transformation was at least quicker.
It was still long, but it wasn't 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It wasn't like real time watching a robot transform.
No, it was 10 minutes.
So then everybody wakes up because obviously if you kill the monster, the spell goes away. That's like Power Rangers 101.
Yeah.
Come on. Then we cut to the Astro Magnet ship. All the Rangers are waking up and Alpha's waking up. And then Leo comes on over the monitor. And he's like, hey guys, are you okay? And he's standing on the fucking lion.
Yeah, he's on his Galactic Beast.
Like, why? Like, he didn't use it.
No, the Magna Defender did everything in the giant.
Yeah, fight. And it's in lion mode. It's in, like, beast mode. It's a King Kong. It's not a robot. So, like, why did you use that? It's got fire breath, and he seems like a chili fish. Seems like he might be an ice type.
Maybe.
If I remember my Pokemon correctly, you're going to win that one.
Unless he's ice water, and then you just do regular damage.
I don't know. Well, maybe they all might be part water. That might be the trick.
Oh, maybe.
Anyway.
Fish face was double water.
Double water. I don't know why he's on the screen. I just...
I don't know why he's like... I don't know why any of that is happening.
Yeah,
they could just show the other Rangers waking up without having Leo there on the screen yelling at them.
I guess we just can't let him forget about Leo for a second. So then we cut back to the Blade ship, and Scorp is reaming Treacheron about letting Trakeena down there. Treacheron's like, she came without my permission. Like, I told her not to, and she did anyway. And he's like, get out of my sight or I'll kill you.
He literally says, I will eat you for dessert.
Yeah. And so Treacheron leaves, and he bumps into Trakeena. He's like, hey, your lips are sealed, huh? He's like, I had to keep my neck. Like, what do you want from me?
And you wouldn't have lost your neck if you didn't tell him Trakeena went with you.
Well, I think he...
Unless you zapped her back, like, in front of him.
Right. Yeah, how would he have found out otherwise?
I don't know, because all of the Scorpies that were there got killed.
Yeah. They couldn't rat. They don't seem like they're talkative anyway. But
no,
like,
they don't have mouths,
well,
I don't
maybe
think.
They communicate with antenna like bugs do.
Oh, maybe.
Do they have antenna?
I don't think they do.
I don't know. Smells? It's like a smelling thing.
Sure.
I don't know. So Trakeen's like, it's not your neck you should worry about. It's your back, and then like shoves him.
Push
him.
And we hang on her for a second because like it's like she has a scheme, but she never gets to it.
I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what the deal is. Then we cut back down to Earth where Leo is like, Magna Defender, he morphed. Magna Defender, I need to thank you for helping me. And Magna Defender's like, I didn't help you. He's like, well, you did though, but you killed it and saved everybody. And he's like, that's not why I did it. I just hate monsters so much. He's doing a very Batman the Animated Series voice, which I like. I like his voice a lot. I don't know who it is or where it's from, but I like it. But also, he's like, You want to believe I got light in me and I don't. I'm darkness.
Oh, it's not Batman the Animated Series. It's Lego Batman is what he's doing.
Yeah.
So I guess Will Arnett, big Lost Galaxy fan, doing the Mad Defender voice for Lego Batman. I'm on to you, Will. But he's like, no, there's good left in you. He's like, not since my son got taken from me. And it's like, okay, we get it. You're emo. Okay, cool. And then he starts walking away and it's like slows down and does a freeze frame on Mad Defender. Is this the third time in a row?
It's at least the second. I don't know what happened before the last one.
I don't remember, but definitely last time it did it. Like,
but it's starting to turn into the Magna Defender show.
I disagree. I mean, a little bit, yes, but I don't think it's getting to be Robo Knight levels.
No, I don't think it's that bad, but like, because I guess Leo did defeat Little Chili Fish.
Yeah.
Maybe. But then after that, he didn't matter.
Right, and it's like, oh, he couldn't make the Megazord because all his friends were frozen, but like, he definitely killed monsters with just a lion before, and again, fire type.
Yeah, so, just like, I don't know, try something?
I don't know, do something. I hope that soon we get Magna Defender doing some stuff. Because right now he's just like being broody and mopey and talking about the Lights of Orion and then showing up and beating up Power Rangers for 20 to 40 minutes. So I want him to start accomplishing his goals and the tasks that he sets out to do. Or else it might be a little bit much. I might dip out on the Man Defender train.
Yeah.
But that's the end of the episode.
It is.
So you started, Josh. So I get to pick the first best. I think the best is Maya being like, oh, are you guys afraid? Oh, you want to get on? Maya having personality is my favorite thing in this episode.
I think the best is the Magna Defender Leo sword fight.
That was pretty awesome. He did shoot Leo like 900 times with a shotgun. And it is a shotgun. It's a pump action laser machine shotgun.
Yeah.
It's bonkers. That was a pretty awesome fight though. The worst I'm going to say is, I don't want to give this to Trakina, but I think I'm going to give it to Trakina.
I will give it to Leo just being on the Galactic Beast for no reason.
Oh, you know what? I take it back. You know what I'm going to give mine to?
What?
Alpha having snot crystals. Because I don't know if you know this, he's a robot and they don't have mucus typically.
I'm going to still give it to Leo.
I understand.
For just like, yeah, the Magna Defender beat him, so I'm going to surf on the Galactic Beast in celebration and yell at my friends across Terra Venture.
I don't know what he was doing up there. MVP, I'm going to say, is Magna Defender?
Whisper in a walk.
Oh, yeah, we'll give it to Whisper. Good job, Whisper. That's the horse, if you're playing the home game.
Yes, that's the white horse that Leo rode into battle with a helmet.
They morph with him. Yeah, MVP is Whisper. So that's it, Josh. The only thing we got left to do, where does this episode go on the list?
How do you feel about it compared to Blue Crush?
I think because Blue Crush is our number two.
Yeah.
I think I like it a little more.
See, now, I think I like this a little more.
I think I like it a little more because I like the fight scenes a lot.
And Kai was only in it to be cold.
Kai didn't creep on anybody in this one. and Damon had the same amount of funny.
Yeah,
I would say, and that's kind of like it's definitely a factor on my list now. Is like how cool was Damon in the episode? So yeah, I would say it is.
It's definitely not better than Double Duty.
No, I don't think so, but I think it is better than Blue Crush.
All right,
which puts it at number 2 of 10. It would be 11, but Quasar Quest 1 and 2 are 2.
That's right.
We just grouped them together. All right, and that's that. So the next episode is called Orion Rising. Maybe we'll get to see some lights of Orion.
They're fake. They're confirmed fake.
You're right. They are confirmed fake. They got snoped.
Vast conspiracy by the Magna Defender to trick the bad guys into being the dumbest people.
Well, I mean, if that's his plan, then like, it's working great because they're idiots about these lights of Orion.
Yeah.
So we'll see you on Monday for that.
Really wish they would say what they would do with them.
Well, like, because they are, quote, powerful.
But that's all we need the what lights. What does that mean? Powerful, but like, how?
What do you do with them? How do you use them? Doesn't make any sense. Just explain something, please. Like, that's all I'm asking. Like, anything at all, please, I would like to you to explain that for me. Anyway, Monday, Orion Rising. We'll see you next time. But until then,
may the power protect you. Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Danger Baby.
Shit, let me retake that.